1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
Good morning, Santana. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good. I'm doing my 4-0 dance, doing my 4-0 Packer dance. How are you guys doing?
I stayed up and watched the whole game.
Did you really?
I soaked it all in, yeah.
I just knew you guys were asleep by halftime.
I was. I'm a quitter. Out at 9 o'clock.
I thought about all the complete games I watched of terrible Packer teams, and I sort of talked myself into, enjoy a win.
How many times did you? How many Packer teams are you on that started 4-0, Santana?
Oh, that's a good question. I would have to say the majority of them. We usually jumped out pretty good, you know. I can't recall one or two where we started off, you know, kind of in a deficit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, most times we start out pretty good, a good 3-0, 4-0, 5-0. We're pretty good, you know.
And there's no downside to starting 4-0, correct? I've never played the game. I'm just trying to figure out what would the downside be of being 4-0 to start the season.
No, I mean, accountability is definitely the key. So, you know, you feel good, of course, about being 4-0 and you want to keep it going. But the way you do it is being accountable, and there's always something, even in a good victory like last night, there's always something you can work on.
And on paper, they're 4-0. The game last night, the Packers were shorthanded. It didn't look like it. Aaron Rodgers found other receivers because he didn't have all his receivers on the field. Defense, there's no Kenny Clark on the line, but they seem to be keeping things under control. So I'm looking for an issue here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's really one of the reasons I tuned in and was focused from the beginning to the end last night. I just wanted to see offensively if anything would slow down with, you know, not having, of course, Devontae and then Lazard being out as well. You know, what the play calling and everything would look like offensively. And they really didn't miss a beat. The play calling was great. Aaron Rodgers was smiling for four quarters. Have we ever seen so many teeth from Aaron so early in the season? You know, so they really looked well. You know, not a lot to complain about. You know, defensively we still have to show and prove, and I think rightfully so.
Letting the Falcons drive the length of the field, and they still only got three, but, I mean, they was it 94 yards?
Yeah, that 99 yards kind of, you know, puts a familiar – bad taste in your mouth when, you know, you start talking about the defense. However, they did enough and made enough plays to have a sounding victory last night. So, you know, and Atlanta offensively, they can cause you some problems. So, 4-0 feels good.
Okay, you played plenty of years on the field, but you've been retired long enough now to where you've settled into watching the games like we do. Do we have to expect, and this goes back to when you were playing, that you're not going to shut a team down for an entire game? And if that's their one drive and you give up a couple of touchdowns along the way, that's a pretty good day at the office if you're on defense, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty good day. Like I said, they held them to a field goal. But, you know, the stingy, greedy part of defense and superiority, you know, that's 90, 85 yards that goes on your total defense that you definitely could do without. So, again, that's something you can work on. You know, when they're backed up, you want to keep them backed up. And, you know, if you get offensive ball back on the 50, 40-yard line, then, again, you're helping your team get the advantage. Because a lot of times what we don't see and we don't take into account is field position. So when you have a team backed up, to keep them backed up and make them punt the ball, then, of course, we know what our offense can do. You're giving them a short field. You're almost guaranteed some type of points.
Yeah, I just wonder at what point are we just completely greedy where that wasn't a 3-and-out. That was 20 plays. That was way too many plays. You guys got to make a stop. But there were no flags on that drive either.
Yeah, there were no flags on the drive.
And it really didn't slow our offense down because that drive took over 10 minutes. I think the Packers got the ball back with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, and they went down and they scored. And then with just a few seconds left in the half, they scored again. So it was 20-3 at halftime. The game was never – it was never really up for grabs. They had control of that game the whole night.
Yeah, yeah, they definitely controlled the tempo and everything. They did kind of what they wanted to do in all phases of the game last night. They looked well. They really did.
I think your Packer teams were 3-1 every year you were with them, except for 2000.
3-1 will be the deal?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
2000 looked like two losses before you got two wins.
It must not have been that traumatic for you. You didn't even remember.
Right, you don't even remember
that. If we were 3-1, I think it was a 3-1 that had everybody feeling like, yeah, okay, 3-1, but we could have been easily 4-0. Or, you know, the wheels on the bus aren't falling off, so we're okay.
Well, let's take a page out of Mike McCarthy's book. He would grade the season on, you know, it's a quarter over now. First quarter of the season is done. Four games, you went 4-0. What grade would you give the Packers on that first four games?
I'd give them an A. I'd definitely give them an A. I think the biggest issue would be injuries. And if you're going to be injured, you know, you want it to happen early in the season. So hopefully we've got a bye coming up. You get all these guys back that we talked about at the beginning of the show. And that gives us the ability to get ready for the latter part of the season to make that real push to the playoffs.
I feel like after watching last night's game, the Packers became even tougher to defend because now Tonyan kind of woke up as he was the bust-out tight end last night. Aaron's been throwing to guys out of the backfield, and when you get all your receivers back, they're a pretty decent bunch too.
Hangs out with Kittle from the Chiefs.
Who does? And
Tonyan.
That's good, because Kittle's pretty good, except for that pass he dropped on Sunday.
He got a man bun like Kittle.
Somebody needs to tell him those, 2010 called and they want their man bun back.
Oh, we still doing man buns?
Must be something in the air.
Carrie announced it the other day. She said man buns are done. She goes, the man bun's over.
I concur with
Well, they both have one.
What's the what is the most stylish man bun like thing you ever did with your hair, Santana?
Wow, what's the most stylish thing I ever did? I had the little kid and play, what do you call it? Little flat top. I had that
for a while.
Yeah.
A season or two. Yeah. Yeah. You get kind of tired of it though. It was like, all right, enough of that. I don't even know if it made it the whole season. It probably made it like for the first quarter of the season, the first four games.
Wait, you were in the NFL with this dude?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It must have been Tampa because you didn't show up in Green Bay with that. You were always kind of high and tight in Green Bay.
Let's see.
I got to find this.
You guys are going to find archive photos.
Yeah, going to images right now. There he is. There's the man. Looks good. Man, the guy
now
looks good.
Now is the time I close my mouth. It might have made it through a Green Bay preseason, maybe.
Mm. You showed up in Green Bay with the flat top kitten play thing?
I just don't
know. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm glad you. We've known you for how long now? 20 years? It's the first time you've ever brought this up.
There's always something new, right?
Boy. I just can't find a picture of it. This is frustrating.
What's the prep time on something with that, Santana, to look really good?
To look really good, that's two haircuts a week action, no doubt.
Wow. Two haircuts a week. Who has time for that?
All right, exactly. Whew. Might as well pull out the roller kit. Pull out the rollers and roll that thing up. You know I don't have time for
that. No, you don't have time for that.
You can tackle a guy by the hair, right?
Yes, but you can't horse...
I don't understand why it doesn't happen more often.
But you can't horse collar him, yes.
Right.
You
why?
Can't grow his collar, but the hair and the dreadlocks
yeah.
and the long wavy stuff, that is part of the uniform. And if it gets caught up in your phalanges, it gets caught up in your phalanges.
I don't understand that rule, but you've explained it. So you know, where are we going?
There was somebody in the last couple of years that lost a couple of dreads. Like the defender had them in his hand when it was over.
Yeah,
I can't imagine how bad your head must be stinging after having that happen to you.
Yeah, I think it was Marion Barber, if we remember that name.
Was it?
I remember the Cowboys running back getting tackled by his hair and coming up two or three dreadlocks short.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yow. That would smart.
There's no way that doesn't hurt.
You must really love your hair. I mean, you must love having all that hair to keep it like that once you have had it ripped out.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, a lot of times you get that Samson complex, so you kind of dance with the girl that brung you, you know. So if your hair's growing and you're playing well and you're getting the dreadlocks and all that stuff and you're still playing well, that you kind of allow it to keep happening. But, yeah, there's no way it doesn't hurt. But, you know, hey, it's a grown man's game. Everything hurts a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose that might be the least of your aches and pains when it's all over.
Exactly.
It's a bye week now for the Packers. They're off until they face the Buccaneers in Tampa in week 6. What do we do here? If you're injured, you got to stay around town, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd keep everybody close. This is a different season for all reasons that are real evident. I feel like they should stay a little close this year for some reason. I just, you know, with everything going on, it's probably safer to be close. And they didn't have a lot of training camp. They didn't have a lot of off season. The bond needs to be tight for where we want to go or where they want to go at the end of the season. So I would expect them to be a little bit closer this year than usual.
That's interesting because Green Bay is a hot spot for COVID. I would almost say, well, get the hell out of town and –
Yeah,
that's an odd.
The worst.
Yeah, I mean, right? It's rough. I mean, cause you got a lot of 20 something. So,
yep.
Do we really want them in Vegas? Do we want them in New York? Do we want them in L.A.?
Well,
do we want them in Miami?
What if we do adopt a Packer, like an old veteran Packer,
yourself? There you go. Like
a wise,
right,
old,
like yourself, yeah. Takes in a couple of these young men. For the week off, and you have them down in Houston, and maybe you make some beer can chicken.
For mentoring.
Yeah. You get the smoker going. You get the barbecue going. Yes?
I like it.
Adopt a Packer. Who want? All right.
Then I roll out some old footage, some old game footage. So look back here in 1998.
There. Check out this Super Bowl tackle here right on the 50-yard line.
I would love that. We have to go spend time with a former Packer. Yeah. What Packer would you have picked when you were playing to go live with? Retired Packer.
Nitschke, no doubt.
Oh,
Ray.
Great pick.
He was right in town there.
Yeah.
Just knock on his door. Hey, Ray.
He probably
said, come on in.
You probably lived a couple blocks from him at any given moment, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nitschke. I like that one. Santana, we're out of time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, I know.
Listen to the disappointment.
I know.
Guess what? We're 4-0. I'll take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything is just fun when you're 4-0, isn't it?
Thanks to Brian. I know I was never 4-0 in the Packer uniform.
Well.
Thanks, Brian. You just ruined my coffee.
No. Sorry.
Don't let him get you down, Santana. We're 4-0. It's going to be 70 in Houston today. You can sit down and throw in some old Packer video, you know, how you used to do it. It's going to be a good day.
That's right. That's right. Hey, man, y'all have a great week.
All right. We'll
you
talk
too.
To you next week, Santana.
All right. Peace.